original soundtracks, arrangements, and remixes. Welcome to Fantasy Starbeats with Esper K.
Okay, for someone working with these cables, is this thing on, guys? People in the IRC, I'm just trying to get this going first. If I can see text in the IRC saying it's on, then I'm gonna go. It's on, and... Okay, good. Ah, thank goodness! Oh, let's see. Welcome to another special that I had planned for Fantasy Starbeats. I have been waiting for this one for weeks and weeks and weeks. Despite delays, I can finally get this one started. A partner card special for A and R. Now, for this one, I'm not alone. I have a guest with me, and you'll find out who they are after this little music break. But I guess I can give a hint anyway. Since it's what I'm playing next anyhow. Let's see here, what do I have for that one? Oh, right! Since this is a Fantasy Star game that they kind of hold near and dear to their heart, I decided to throw in a remix of the Fantasy Star 3 theme called Legacy. Remixed by DJ Pretzel from Overclock Remix. Let's see, and as soon as we get back, you will get to know who that lovely guest is. Here, where is that play button? Oh, right, here. See you in a few minutes! Okay, and we are back. That was Legacy, a Phantasy Star 3 theme remix from DJ Pretzel, thanks to their contribution in an Overclock remix. Thank you so much for that lovely, peaceful little track. And that was supposed to serve as a hint as to who our guest is going to be. But before I do that, let me do a rundown about what this show is about and the attendants that are here with us this evening. Let's see, this is Phantasy Star Beats, and I am your hostess, Esper K. This is a 10-part special dedicated to bringing you music in the Phantasy Star series from the Sega Master System onward, even including some spin-offs. Each special, depending on which one it is, will have a theme and a topic question or two to go along with it that you and I can answer during the show. After questions, we'll have the Hunter's Lounge, where all of us can casually shoot the breeze by sharing our experiences in line with the special's theme. If lucky, we may be able to share or hear tips that we can take back to the games that they are for. Now that I've said that, how can you participate? Let's see, you can do that by listening to the radio itself by going to radiose.ga/listen and choose the option that best suits your listening needs. And you can also go into the IRC chat by going to radiose.ga/IRC or by going to irc.surrealchat.net/join Radio Sega. But either way you join, be sure to change your nickname so I actually know who you are, and Casey might be in here or something. Changing his nickname to throw me off or something. He usually does that, but it's all good fun. Twitter side, you can reach me by going to @RadioSega or my actual account, @EsperK_. Be sure to use #PSBeats so I can see that you're talking to me, because sometimes the Twitter timeline moves fast and I might not be able to catch everything so quickly. Now that I've said that, let's see who is joining me this evening. Let's see, we have Trigon, Rex, Evo 21, Voice, Adapta, Vale, Andy 91, Winter, a Winter was you, wait, Winter was, nah, jeez. Drive 16-bit, let's see, Fluffy Foxy, Jamie 64326, new on the show, hello, good evening. Let's see, John the VG Nerd, Kevin B 1229, Killer French Bed, Madakuji-san again, who is sleeping, is that a clone? Mick Bynes, Mr. Mixelplex, Punk Gamer 69, I think I haven't seen you in here before. Hello! Let's see, Spinnick, TCB, Trekkie, Twinny, Voluptuous Spy, and Zimidon. Another one I haven't seen, but I have seen you recently in the chat, so hello again, a window was you. Thank you, Rexy. let's see, Twitter side, let's see who managed to tweet out the show. Aside from myself, there was Twinny and Sparky Tinny. Thank you to you both. And I think I've wasted enough time. I think it's about time we find out who our guest is for this evening. Let's see. I codenamed this the Partner Card Special A&R because I am covering arrangements and remixes. And what better person to do that than someone who is familiar with arrangements and remixes as a whole, and in general. So, mystery guest. Introduce yourself however you please, so the guests of the, well, the people sitting in can actually hear you this time, I guess, right? I'm scared, I shouldn't have said
that! Taken by the city, and the metalheads are now fleeing before us! Victory is at hand!
I knew it! I knew you were going to do that! Oh, jeez! That was amazing! Wow, that was great, but yes, we have Rexy from the Sega Mixer Tribe joining me tonight! Oh,
you know,
my ears were ready that time.
Okay.
Oh goodness, my ears were ready that time. But, let's see, I have a few more minutes left on this talk bed, so, anything you want to say to the... anything you want to say to start us off?
Okay, I'll try to back away from the sound effects for this one, but yeah, it's been a real pleasure to come on here for this fine episode of Phantasy Star Beats. I've been listening in for a huge amount of the run now, and I'm really proud with your representation on the entire thing. My exposure to the series is rather minimal in comparison to some of the other people in the IRC. I'm only really familiar with one particular game as opposed to the entire set, but what you'd be managing to do is showing a lot of great exposure towards the entire series and making people want to go towards this set in general. So, really proud of you, and I really hope you keep going with the other two shows. So yeah, girly hug.
Thank you, and I hope to continue my stay here as well in whatever means that may be possible in the future. Let's see. She's not just here to sit through the entire thing. She's made some contributions for tonight's playlist as well. I'll be alternating through a set of her selections that she's made for the show, along with some things that I've also picked for tonight. Is there time? Yes, there is. I can leave you guys with the first and only question for the evening, aside from the Hunter's Lounge topic, before we get into the rest of the show. Let's see, what question do I have for you guys tonight? Alright. This one. What is an interesting remix or arrangement you've heard from the Phantasy Star series? What is an interesting remix or arrangement you've heard from the Phantasy Star series? Since this will be the only question of the evening, that's like plenty of time to think it over, so give it a moment, and when you can, either PM me the response or say something on Twitter. Let's see, to send you guys off for the first block, that should be something I picked along with a guest pick of hers. From the Dwelling of Duels Fantasy Star Month, I will make so many verbal slip-ups here tonight, it won't even be funny because that scared me! MH with I Fight You in My Car. A little short, but it's sure to make an impression. This is Fantasy Star Beats with Esper K with the co-host Rexy. Goodness gracious. And I will and I hope to see some pretty good answers when I get back, or whenever, because this is going to take the entire show. Hi, dolls! Okay, and we are back. Wow, that was really nice. Now, let's see, that was The Returners with Heroine of Rigol and MH, I Fight You in My Car from Blanc of Duels Fantasy Star Month. Oh, goodness. I'm still recovering from that onslaught of sound effects. I need to get used to this. But, wow. Enjoying your stay.
Mr. Zircon enjoys a good boogie.
And so does Mr. Zircon. I'm pretty sure he does.
Yeah, I definitely enjoyed the atmosphere for this. Enjoying the atmosphere. That was a Department of Redundancy department right there. But anyway, the main reason why I asked for that Returners track in the set list was mostly what can be a very straightforward medley. They really managed to add a more atmospheric part to their live performances by carrying over a flute into their live work and still being able to maintain some conventional performance approaches. In fact, three of the five members were originally members of Descendants of Erdrick, which was, I think her name was, I can't even remember that lead person's name now, but, so something like Lauren LaQuay or something. I'm a bit of a stupid person in regards to this, But even then, they still managed to work well as a team, and I'm really glad that Lauren managed to keep pushing it forward towards the group in general. I'm really happy about that.
Oh, let's see. What was the name you're trying to say again?
Oh, it's Amanda LaPree. My mistake.
Found it.
I'm an idiot.
Mm-hmm. It's like I really had to do a search on that since I didn't know that. But, let's see. What do we have Twitter side? Oh, right, during the break, KC linked to his answer for the first and only question of the night. And it led to, well, he actually linked to it with an OC Remix page, and it's actually from Fantasy Star 4, The End of the Millennium, a millennial remix by DJ Pretzel.
Oh no, I don't have that in the... Wait, do I? No, I don't. I don't have it in the playlist, but I've heard it before, and it sounds beautiful.
You can always download it. And this is the thing about DJ Pretzel, though. The first actual remix that got posted on the site was actually an arrangement of the Phantasy Star 3 theme, the one you posted right at the start of the show.
Coincidence?
Yes! Absolutely!
Well, let's see. Checking back to IRC. People in chat really like that flute, especially you. And we're apparently turning into Radio PlayStation. Let's turn that down a bit.
Yeah, I need to try and calm down a little bit here.
It's all well and good. Helps the atmosphere. And... Oh. See, Mixel links to a picture of a Moogle playing the flute. That was during the Heroine of Rigol track. Fitting, but
I don't know
still
about you, but it
Final
looks,
Fantasy.
It looks cute.
It does!
And it makes sense in it.
Everything is just, oh my goodness!
Oh no, 20, no. 20,
I know,
no!
I know, I'm kind of a bit flustered right there. And yes,
really
JV6
but...
was slain in the IRC.
Mm-hmm.
Boy. Jamie 6
so
for Peter 6 was in the ISC.
Yeah, I would also go with 4. Let's see. Uh-oh.
PS4 is, in my opinion, the most accessible. Sorry, I was just, I can't seem to get it. Anyway, Mr. Mixelplex was saying Flat Fantasy Star 4 is the most accessible of the series and went on to say the most noob-friendly. Do see what you mean. RPGs do tend to offer quite a lot of grinding going on and a lot of hardcore approach, I think I do see what you were intending by this.
Yeah, whatever you do, don't start with 2. And I unintentionally rhymed, but it's for good reason. 2 is very difficult, as like Mr. Mixelplex has said during... Like, the times that he's answered during the show, it's just brutal and near unforgiving. So, give
that... Yeah, I like the challenge,
Jamie,
though.
Give 4 a start, if you want to get into the retro series.
What do you suppose Phantasy Star 1 is like, if you can actually reach it? A and that's a big what if, because I don't even know if it got re-released anywhere.
Phantasy Star 1? That got re-released a few times. Let me see if I can do a quick check here. Star 1...
Oh, wait a minute, that wasn't on the place... That wasn't on the Sega Ultimate Collection, was it?
Yeah. Sega Ultimate Collection?
In the PlayStation 3. Oh, it got released on the Virtual Console, at least.
Yeah, it's on the Ultimate Collection. You can unlock it by, if I remember correctly, playing... there was this somewhat backwards thing to do it. It had to do with a Sonic 3 game, I think. Right! Defeat the first boss of Sonic 2 with two active controllers. That's how you unlock it on that one.
Oh yeah, that one!
And if I remember correctly, it was also on the GBA somewhere. Yeah, the Phantasy Star Collection, if I recall, it had... Where is that box? It has 1, 2, and 3, but it doesn't have 4.
Yeah, I've been reading about that on some kind of Phantasy Star Wars website. Digital Eclipse was behind that port, right? THQ publishing it? I think they wanted to try going for
THQ.
More support, I think. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, there's that logo right there, and let's see, I can't remember if it's on Steam, is it? Let's see, 4 is on Steam, 2 is on Steam, so's 3, I don't see 1. Why did, whatever Steam comes up, why do I keep...
On Steam.
Oh no! Oh well. RIP THQ, indeed, Mixie. Indeed. Let's see. Oh! It's, quite a few minutes have passed. We should be going to the next block, and let's see...
Yeah! It's become too much of a girly discussion block here. We heartily apologize. We need to discuss more of the music down here.
Yes, need to get going. And with that, we will be going into a guest pick block, starting off with Planet Palma from Sega Rock Volume 2. And when we get back, hopefully
because
more answers
have some
to
Sega
that question.
Here tonight.
Indeed, I cannot get enough of that. Going.
we are back. That was a nice, peaceful little set there. Let's see, we had a New Journey live version from the SST band, Byproducts Take Turns, Fantasy Star 2 Battle Remix from Overclock Remix, and Planet Palma from Sega Rock Volume 2. While the music break was going on, something very interesting came up in the IRC chat. Especially when Jamie mentioned, Fantasy Star 4 was almost $100 when it came out, so Roxy and I did a bit of hunting, and turned out that, holy cow, not only is he not kidding, but the main reason for that price hike was probably because it was the EEPROM that was being used. They're expensive. Very expensive. Oh my goodness. But for good news, if you wanted to get Fantasy Star 4 now, it's like $2.99 on Steam. So if you have Steam, go ahead and get it. Wait.
I couldn't see anything about the $100. Oh, it was Fancy Anime that had it. Oh, I see now. I couldn't see it on Wikipedia, I do see what you mean now.
Yep, I didn't find most of my stuff on Wikipedia. Like, it had to be, like, from other sources, like Fantasy Anime, some forums that gave more information as to why it was as expensive as it was. But, holy cow, I'm scared. I'm kind of glad I didn't get it in that era. Ooh. Let's see,
the Guitar Hero and Skylanders of its time.
Could definitely say that again, but please don't! Let's see. It seemed that a lot of energy came out when Take Turns was playing. Let's see, there's been a lot of brilliant arrangements of Rise and Fall across the net, so let's see, noticed that from Rexy Man IRC. And Adapta Vale is glad that it played as well. Let's see,
I often hear quite a lot of arrangements for that one on the Dwelling of Duels.
It was really nice listening to all of that stuff. The playlist pool, just unbelievable. And of course, Mixie had to come out with "Most of the Time I've Been PS Beaten" to that track. Oh, Mixie, no. Double team for that one tonight. Let's see, have there been any more answers to the question of the evening on either side? Saw something from Twitter from Sparky Tinny. Said, "I came across this remix of Rise and Fall last night. It retains the epic fighting spirit of the original, and if I actually go to the page and check this thing out, it's Rise and Triumph, a Fantasy Star 2 battle theme remix by Neko Prism."
Neko Prism!
Give that a listen.
I was looking at, that does seem to come up on my radar when I was trying to look for different Fantasy Star 2 themes for one of the Source Roulettes, it seems to have a more delicate production quality than what I could remember, but Neko Prism's coverage of the entire series seems to really open a lot of scope and show his own passion for the series, so I'm very happy with how it managed to come forth. Everyone's going to have that burning nostalgia or something, so that's always a great plus.
Indeed. I'll be sure to give this a listen after the show. Again, if I have to. Kind of guilty for listening to things on heavy rotation, but...
I'm totally putting in a Neko Prism track for the Sega Mix Drive Sonic 3 week this Friday, so might as well go ahead with that.
Go ahead! I wouldn't mind listening to it.
Okay.
Let's see. Did you think of anything that you wanted to answer for the question of the evening tonight? Because you said that you would have to give it some thought. Any luck yet?
Yeah, the main reason why I ended up having to hold it back a little bit was because, I do enjoy a lot of what people tend to come out with the Fantasy Star thing, Fantasy Star remixes in general. A lot of these tend to be on the rock side, and while I do tend to enjoy a lot of these, it just feels really hard to try and find those few that seem to really stick out. One of the main reasons why I picked Take Turns from Byproducts, which was actually his first mix post-OC remix, was mainly because it has that new 80s approach while still being able to incorporate some strong original writing. So it kind of feels very nostalgic to me and modernized at the same time. So it's just one huge electro explosion to me. So I'm really happy with how that managed to come together. I also mentioned my feelings on the Returners as Phantasy Star 1 medley in the previous topic, so I suppose that's also good. And pretty much since the Sonic Stadium Music Adventure 2012 came out, I also took a strong fondness for Master Jace's Unstability from the album, covering External Creator from Phantasy Star Online Blue Burst. And not only is it more like homage to Naofumi Hataya. I couldn't even remember who was the actual Sega Sound Team arranger for this one. I'm a bit of a stupid dunce for this one, but it does seem to actually really add some strong pulse towards the atmosphere at the time as well. So I'm really glad to see his style manage to carry through. Very pleased with Master Jace's development since the project, though. He seems to be going more into FM exploration and being able to try and see if he could add some more funk to his work. But I'm still really happy with seeing his progress throughout. It's just absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it is really hard to come up with a favorite out of everything that people have done. And I haven't come up with an answer for this one yet. Maybe the next music break will help me decide or something. So let's see, which we should actually be getting right to. Let's see.
Oh, talking of which, this is the one in which you're going to be putting in Quinn Fox's arrangement, aren't you?
That would be coming up in the break after this one, actually. I'm kind of alternating at this
point. Oops, sorry. Okay,
no,
so
right.
I'll wait on my opinion for the next topic.
We've got plenty of time. Mm-hmm. We've got plenty of time. Don't worry.
Quinn Fox's Niala Nowhere, which covers the town theme for Phantasy Star 3, I ended up picking that one mostly because it's a rare instance of a Phantasy Star 3 remix that does not cover the main theme, and I know how gorgeous it is. It's absolutely beautiful. I once played it on the piano and uploaded it to RP Gamer, but even then, just hearing something that managed to tackle a completely different source from the series feels like a complete breath of fresh air. And with Quinn Fox's earlier works, being able to do some nice little keyboard manipulation work, it tends to really fit his old school approach extremely lovely. He tends to go into a lot more acid jazz type approach now, I think. I'm not quite too sure exactly how to really approach this. It just has more of that experimental feel to it. But it's still a great start for what ended up being some awe-inspiring composition work from him down the line. So yeah, Quinn Fox, what a wonderful sport he is.
And our listeners will definitely be able to hear that as soon as it comes up for that particular block. In the meantime, just a bit of a break from the guest picks with Temple Myongbyus from Phantasy Star Collection Sound Collection 2. Oh, this is going to be lovely. Oh, I wish I just bumped that Quinn Fox track up now that you mentioned it, but patience is a virtue. I'll wait. Let's see, this is Phantasy Star Beats with Esper K and co-host Rexy. Talk to you guys again in just a few minutes.
Thank you.
Whatever your class, there's music everyone can appreciate. You're listening to Fantasy Starbeats.
Hey, and we are back. That was Leave and Flow from Fantasy Star Online's premium arrange. Well,
let's see, arranged by, let's see if I can find the name here. Right, Makoto Asai. Let's see, and before that we had the arranged version for Assemble Under a Multitude of Stars from Fantasy Star Portable 2 Infinity, and we started the block with Temple Nyungbius from Fantasy Star Collection Sound Collection 2. Let's see, save for... Actually, save for Assemble Under a Multitude of Stars. That was a pretty nice, peaceful block there. Briefly interrupted by the car horn during the music break, but good thing you guys didn't hear it.
Sorry, I just got very spaced out because of all the arrangements we ended up hearing from this one. Been very pretty to take in.
No, don't space out on me.
Car.
I mean, it's...
You're too slow!
Good thing he didn't hear it. Actually, when I looked out, I didn't really see anything that was driving by. Just the car horn, and that was it. Oh well.
Let's see. During the break, we had a couple of answers, if I recall. One was recently from When It Was You, and he said, I'd have to say my favorite rearrangement would have to be the orchestral version of Save This World from PSU. That does technically count as an arrangement. Upon hearing the, original one. So it does count, and it does sound pretty good. Wait, Donnie Easter.
It's... it sometimes ends the actual, go for, Fancy Star Sega. What? Fancy Star Sega? Saturday Night Sega. My mistake.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, Gabby especially said that he liked the orchestra arrangements from the Fantasy Star series.
Let's just say it's a very sweeping movement.
It was only a matter of time before that came in here. Oh, I don't have my sunglasses. This doesn't work. Oh, no. I blame you. But, let's see. It looks like Killer French Bread is back from a temporary disconnect, so welcome back to you. Let's see. Oh, right. Let's see. Is there any Save This World fan arrangements, Tony asks? I know SCW is one of the series' most well-known themes and all. Yeah. It's like just looking at how many times it's been, remixed and rearranged aside from the main theme. I couldn't find any, fan arrangements from the brief search. I'll probably try looking again during the next talk break. But if I find anything, I'll let you guys know.
The only question, arrange I know is either the orchestral version or the remix.
Yeah. Kinda hard to find. But Mr. Mixoplex asked, where is it? Oh right, they were wondering if there is if there was a remix for the My Room theme in Fantasy Star Universe, and I remember what it originally sounded like, but I don't recall anyone doing any arrangements or remixes for it yet, so that's another thing that probably someone could, maybe pick up and do sometime in the future if it catches their fancy and they wanted to do a rendition of their own on it. Let's see, anything else here? Yeah, Save This World Orchestral is a true fave on Saturday Night Sega. Okay. I can definitely keep that in mind for next time. Maybe I can try and put that in sometime during the next show. Oh dear, speaking of which,
okay, this is final episode 10. Oh no!
It's almost over!
We need to complete a nice food pug right here.
I know. Time certainly flies. Now I have to include it. Let's see, it was a turn of the hour a few minutes ago. Oh no. You mean it catches their fantasy instead of fancy? Nixie! No, you just want to hear that yeah again, don't you? Yeah, you do. That wasn't it, but close enough. last episode next week. You're not gonna get anything that prevents it from airing.
The sad trombones were there for very terrible puns, thank you, Mixelflix.
Yes, I do, you caught me. Oh, last episode next week, Tony says, barring anything that prevents it from airing. I know, it's been a weird run. It's like I'm either sick, have terrible technical difficulties, or was just out of it so badly that I couldn't do anything. Wow.
Don't worry.
Oh, goodness.
Don't worry. Sometimes being a DJ can be very difficult to go by. I'm actually lucky you didn't get struck down too much, but you still managed to keep the passion every step of the way.
And I'm certainly glad of that. Let's see. Speaking of being glad of something, another guest pick block is coming up, so you guys get to hear Niall in Nowhere now. Yay! Oh, I just listened to this again last night, and I'm so glad Rexy picked this. So, without further ado, let's get right to that next block. Time is ticking, after all.
Likewise.
I'll see another remix from Robocop Remix. I'll see Quinn Fox is here again with Niall in Nowhere. I won't let you guys listen to that. I will be back in a few minutes. Hope you guys enjoy.
Enjoy yourself. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bit of a dystopic turn there, but we have returned. Let's see, that was... Let's see, Fight by Harold Bops for their arrangement from the Dwelling with Jewels Fantasy Star Month, if I recall correctly. Before that, we had End of Millennium from the Very Best of Sega, remixed by Dale North. And we started off with Niall and Nowhere, a remix by Quinn Bops over at Overclocked Remix. Ah, goodness. And
such a lovely...
Mixie is still...
Such a lovely diverse way to go by. Wait, what? Well, I am still what again?
Mixie's still waiting for that one sound clip. Not yet. I think I know which one he's talking about, but not yet. I'm thinking of a time that it probably could be played, but it might be a bit off from now. Or it might be now.
Does he mean this one?
I'm not sure.
All metalheads must die!
Actually, yeah. That could probably be it. Especially with what just played. Yep.
Oh yeah! Yep. Yeah, I kind of mentioned that we had a very dystopic atmosphere with this one. Laughter can actually be seen more as a dynamic boss theme from what I would end up from hearing people's experiences with the game. But with steadier pacing and the use of Martin Luther King in the arrangement values there, we actually have this more of a 1984 feeling from what I end up sensing by this. So, very cool arrangement there from Hail Bob, and really hope he contributes to the DoD again in the future.
Oh dear. It's like as it was playing, I could just imagine the monsters trying to lurk up on the heroes, trying to get an edge, and then... boom! The fight starts out. Sent chills up my spine, that one. Let's see... No other answers so far for the only question of the evening. If you guys need a reminder, let's see, what is an interesting remix or arrangement you've heard from the Phantasy Star series? This could probably be an arrangement made by another company, like, or someone involved that wanted to put their own spin on it, or something done by a fan. So whatever answers you may have, go ahead and toss them out. I still haven't thought of anything, but let's see. Yeah, I still haven't thought of anything. Let's see, this talk break might actually be a little short anyway, along with the next one, since... let's see, we're kind of running short on time, and the Hunter's Lounge is coming up soon. So, I
Well, you did say you're clamoring over Niall and Nowhere.
Yep. Oh! I did! But for some reason, I wouldn't call it a definite favorite. It's like that thing that you're going through is, it's like... people have done a lot of arrangements and remixes so far, and it's like, I can't pick just one. It's not fair. Wait a minute. Oh, wait. No. I already retweeted that one. But yeah, it's just really hard to decide. It's like, as soon as I thought I'd find something I could say, okay, this is my favorite, and then something else comes up, I'm like, wait, no, okay, you're tied for this one, but... I can't say everything, because that would be cheating and unfair. I probably should have come up with like a top 5 or something. That's actually not a bad idea for me to do later. Maybe Casey will be getting something from me soon.
I know what you mean by this one. Varied amount of approaches from this one, and I managed to really dive through so many different sources just to find some strong picks for you to go by tonight, so... so I could definitely see all that.
And let's see, coming up on the 5-minute mark for this one, I think I know what I can kind of do here. No, I can't combine that one yet. Actually, I can. So let me go ahead and do that since it'll be long enough. I'll do that during the music break so it's kind of seamless. Alright then. Have any last words for this music break before we get into the next one, Rixie?
Hang on one moment. We end up covering. Hang on, wait, we had Hellbop, we had Quinn Fox, and we had also the. The Dale North's arrangement of the End of the Millennium one. We could at least fit in one of those somewhere. If hearing in context for the Very Best of Sega, the previous track from Elshon covering the Phantasy Star 3 main theme. Well, they actually both seamlessly move into one another, so it's more appropriate to listen to them both back to back and see the different kind of feel that would go by. But it seems to have a bit of a Streets of Rage feel towards Dell's arrangement there, and it also seems to complement Elshon's soft rock approach in the previous track. So I definitely can see a strong contrasting variation there, as well as being able to tie in really well towards the source in general. Very pleasing work for you two right there.
Oh wait, wow. And that restart is pretty much a signal for us to get a move on. But speaking of which, I wonder if it was you has to go for the night. So have a good night! Take care! Glad you could join us tonight. Let's see here.
Look after yourself, man. Right. A window was you.
Yeah. Sorry, I messed up there earlier. I hope it doesn't happen again. But let's see here. Since we've got quite a bit of music to go into before the Hunter's Lounge, I'm going to combine these two blocks so we can get to the Hunter's Lounge after we come back. So before I get to that, I will drop the topic on you guys now so you can think about it. And I still have to provide an answer for the first and only question of the evening. I really hope I can come up with an answer for that one. But the topic that I will leave you guys with for tonight will be: share a piece that you would want to hear a remix or arrangement of. Share a piece that you would want to hear a remix or arrangement of. Let's see, when we return, and it looks like, yeah, this one's actually going to go for a little while, so you guys have plenty of time to think. Let's see, that being said, wow, this album name is long. Let's see, from the Phantasy Star Series 25th Anniversary Concert, Sympathy 13, here is Big Varder and Quartz Dragon Medley. This has been Phantasy Star Beats with Esper K and co-host Rex C. When we get back, we'll have the Hunter's Lounge.
Look after yourselves, people. This could be one heck of a hunt.
Radio Sega.
Oh no, it's done it again. For some reason, it's robbed me of the music that I was going to play next. Which is funny, since it should not have screwed up. But this is fine. Because I have a backup. Temporary, but a backup nonetheless. Where the hell is it? Let's see. Right. Here we go. It's not there. Even better. This! I'm going to grab the track. So, I will let this play for a few minutes while that happens.
Radio Sega.
Quit doing that! Stop screwing up, please? Oh wait, I get it. There we go! I'll just rearrange things and... Okay, guys! I think I got it this time! And I really hope it works. Does it? If so, you're gonna be seeing Japanese or some garbled language in the metadata. Fingers crossed! Yup! I'm out of here!
Thank you.
Grab a try, mate. Sit back, relax, and share a story with us. Welcome to the Hunter's Lounge.
And I apologize for anyone that may have been playing a game and suddenly thought that they got a mail. No, you didn't. It's me. But that was a bit of a long walk, since we are kind of pressed for time. Let's see. We had two guest picks. Let's see. Hobo Shop, by Brennan Strader, which actually won Dwelling of the Duels Fantasy Star Month. And if I recall correctly, it's also on OC Remix as well. So you can get it from either of those places.
Yes. And
still enjoy it just the same. Let's see, before that we had, Master Jace with Unstability for Exterior Creator from the Sonic Stadium Music Adventure 2012 album. Rexy, do you have any words for those two that you picked?
Already mentioned my words for Master Jace early on in the set. One of those rare non-lock tracks that you can actually see really work well for the PSO setting. Also, Brennan Strader, I mentioned this particularly during the off-air time. He's been giving a lot of service lately towards more modern soundtracks, so with Fantasy Star Universe being a good 7 years old now, well, that kind of surprises me. I'm kind of well out of the loop. Well, he still managed to give it some strong representation in the DOD. Very unexpected turns as well. So this seems like a very promising direction to him, and something that he wants to try and keep aiming for. So I've got my optimism up for him right there. So yeah, Brandon, if you're listening, I still love you very much, man. We got to collab again real soon.
Let's see, so if any modern remixes happen to come out, I will be looking towards him maybe for something in the future. Especially since PSO2S, Fantasy Star Online 2, and Fantasy Star Novus soundtracks are in circulation somewhere, so have at you guys! Let's see, and before that we had Can't Still See the Light, a piano arrangement from Sega Piano Nocturne. Really beautiful and just all around peaceful track.
Oh, I remember this from one time when you couldn't do a Fence Star Beats episode because you were sick, and everyone was clamoring to the 24/7 stream to request as many Fence Star tunes as they could with their own little makeshift episode, quote unquote.
And you guys still managed to avoid the theme that I did for the following week, so thank you guys for that. I really appreciate it. It's really touching and very sweet.
We're always looking out for another person here.
Let's see, we started off the block with, after some technical difficulties, and Spanish Blue tied us over for a bit, The Big Varder and Quartz Dragon medley from Fantasy Star Series 25th Anniversary Concert Sympathy 2013. I remember seeing videos for that fight, for both of those fights, and I have to say, I never thought a battleship, a battleship sort of thing that, it wasn't exactly shut down. It seemed like it was out of control or something, but I never thought something would be so cheap. It's like it had missiles, it had flamethrowers, it had more missiles, it had lasers, and just... oh, the vacuum and laser combo. I felt so sorry when they got caught in that. But I guess I can share the frustration when I actually managed to
fire!
Yes! Exactly! Only the laser didn't catch people on fire, the flamethrowers did, but it still works. Wow. So let's see, the Hunter's Lounge. The topic I left you guys with for this evening was share a piece that you would want to hear a remix or arrangement of. And during the break we managed to get a few responses. If I remember correctly, the first one came from Sparky Tinny, who said, "I would simply love to hear a remix, or at least a rearrangement of, the My Room track from PSU." I remember that one. It was pretty peaceful, and it was just the thing I wouldn't mind winding down to after a very difficult quest, or just a boss that takes far too long to beat. Dark Falls, I'm kind of looking at you, especially with how cheap you were being, with how you kind of mimicked the mother brain computer. And then again, when you were this oversized thing that threw a meteor at me. Ugh.
This is the thing with Dark Force, it's an eldritch abomination for this series, so I could definitely understand your justification for this.
And hearing it in, and seeing that thing in, 3D, just, no. All the more terrifying. I thought it couldn't get any worse. But it did. Let's see, something else came in from Casey. So is there anything for Ukishima from PSU? Not that I recall, actually. There was the... No, not that I recall. There was Hogusha, recently, but that was for... Hakura Temple. Wait a minute. Memory, why do you have to do that to me now? I'll have to go through my sources again and see if I can find something for that. He also said, also, Save This World, Free Hand Mix, and Save This World, Starship Dirt Mix. Oh. We're never gonna get away from those misheard lyrics, are we? Actually,
I don't think we are now.
No. Like, if I remember correctly, I think Casey did say he found some misheard lyrics for those, so if he's listening and he happens to find it, I guess I don't mind seeing a link for it so I can read what all the hubbub is about. Let's see, I also got something from Twinny. He said, I know the Frenzy Wild from Phantasy Star Online has an officially arranged version, but a fan's take on it would be nice to hear. Yes, the Frenzy Wild. One of my favorite tracks from Premium Range. Next to Chaotic Bar, which is actually playing for the top bed now.
Yeah, but I remember when Trey was doing Swords of Sega, she absolutely really loved that track a lot, so... Yeah, so it's great to still hope to try and hear it in the from someone else's direction down the line.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't mind hearing more remixes from fans in that regard. Let's see. I haven't seen any other responses Twitter side yet, so... Rexy, do you have an answer for this one?
Oh, of course I have an answer, and I'm going to cue the music right about now. Let's go for it!
Oh dear! Rexy! A tad loud! Oh no!
Wait.
Uh-oh.
Wait, the music?
It's a tad loud for me. Hold on a sec.
Oh, do you want me to bring it down like this?
Yep, that would actually be helpful!
Is this better? Okay, it's really loud.
I didn't expect this!
Yeah,
oh well. It's a new special! I'm expecting this! Let's see. Wait, IRC side. I need to check! Let's see. Wait a minute. Can you try turning the volume down again? Just a bit?
Down again? Okay. Better?
What's going on here? I don't know! Headphones, why are you lying to me?
You don't have me marked as adjusting volume, right? Automatically adjust speaker settings, right?
Nope. Let's see. Let me check the ritual cables. Actually, no. Those are fine, and it won't let me tweak it anyway. So, let's see. Wow. I actually wasn't expecting you to play it. I was expecting you to say it instead. But IRC, was that a little too loud, or? Because, wow, for some reason that almost blew out my headphones. Well, thankfully not literally.
I'm sorry,
I don't smell any smoke. No. Nothing like that.
I didn't realize you would be caught off guard like that.
Everything catches me off guard when it comes to soundboards. Even me! Since I don't know when they're playing, even after I hit it.
The Phantasy Star 3 Sharp theme. It's another one of those more melodic tunes in the entire game, and much like some other more ragtime tunes from various RPGs like Final Fantasy VI's Finished Bag that seems to come to point of an example, and Dragon Quest IV Town theme, this is something that I can actually see working really well in a ragtime-like fashion with some great amount of manipulation work to it. But it's just
really
fun
yes.
and bouncy and that sort of thing.
Okay, so it was a little loud. Gonna have to look into that into the future. Certainly a definite thing to do, but ragtime piano, I am a sucker for that. Please, if anyone heard that, try doing it, please. I would love you forever. And I'll probably download and listen to that nonstop. Certainly something I won't get tired of. But, let's see. Do I happen to have anything for this? Yeah, out of all the remixes that I've heard so far, I don't think I recall hearing anything from Phantasy Star Zero. They have some pretty nice pieces,
that's
especially with...
Recent?
Oh, Phantasy Star Zero came out in... Goodness gracious, let's see... Star Zero... came out around... I mean, I remember having that game for years, so... Whoa! Release date was November 10th, 2009 in the States. Let's see, 2008 in Japan, December 25th. April 12th, 2010 in Europe, and February 11th, 2010 in Australia. Whoa. Yeah, this game's been out for a while! And I'm suddenly reminded of how old I am. Oh well. You're splitting good.
Don't worry. Don't worry. You would have seen in Skype, but I've been having my 17-year-old self wants to try and burst out of my body again, so we're not all feeling for getting old.
At least the music is good. But yeah, there's a lot of sources that they could probably get from the boss music alone. Let's see. Could try with the good old dragons, because who's failed with that one so far? Wait a minute. That's another thing. I don't think I've heard, much of the... I don't think I've actually heard many remixes for the dragon bosses, regardless of what series. So that would probably be another thing that I wouldn't mind hearing. And PS0 being a lot like the PSO games. Yeah, right, Jamie. Okay, I think my ears have finally caught up with me. Let's see, moving right along.
I didn't realize that the clip I put up would probably break your speakers a bit.
I didn't... Oh, it's alright, I didn't really I didn't expect it for it to be so loud. I just need to check my system settings a bit more for that. Unless I could probably tweak something on the audio repeater side, but... Trial and error. But... For now, I think I might have come up with an answer for the question of the evening. I might have. It's been pretty tough. There was this, it was actually pretty recent, at least as far as the time that I've heard it. So the actual track itself may not be very new. There was a remix that I heard called Till I Moon Atomizer. That one. I recently heard it a few weeks ago, and I thought it was pretty good. I couldn't exactly pinpoint the source that they used, but it did bring back a lot of memories with the games that I was able to play in the series, and made me pick up a game from it that evening to just continue playing for the hell of it. So there we go, that music did its job. Any answers in the IRC so far? Not necessarily, but over the course of the show, Jamie got into Phantasy Star 4. Last I checked with that, Han died about twice, yet he beat the boss in the basement. And thanks to some tips, since Hana's mainly, let's see, casting-oriented, but his stats aren't very good, like, when it comes to taking physical hits. See, Jamie's been, like, watching out for him a little more often now. Hopefully that actually works out.
The thing with him, we're not nodding, that he has a very low amount of HP for the magic knight that he is.
Jeez, I should probably go back and play the game tonight. It'll be a nice little way to wind down the evening, even if it is cutting down baddies.
Everyone's got their guilty pleasures, so we can always enjoy it.
Guilty? I'm certainly not guilty of it. At least, I don't think I ever would be. Let's see, that being said, well, I already figured I was going to overrun a little bit this evening. So, just cruising right along here to the next block before we have to say goodbye to you guys for the night. Let's see here. What do I have? Oh. I don't plan for these things. They just happen. The music that I put in for the next block is actually Till I
Moon Appetizer. Oh, goddammit, Mixoplex.
Wait, what did he do?
Goddammit, Mixoplex.
No, no, no.
I
no!
Hand it. What?
Mixie, no! Just had to do that before the music break, didn't you? Oh, moving right along. Oh, no. Let's see, here we have Kevin Bilico and Grindcraft, Till I Moon Atomizer, which is actually a reworked instrumental remix of Chris Brown's Till I Die. It's pretty nice, and hopefully you'll be able to hear why within the next few minutes. After we return, I'll have to say goodbye to you guys, so hope you've enjoyed this evening as much as I have, and hopefully Rexy has enjoyed this evening as well. Great to have you.
It's been lovely so far. It's been great to be around everyone else as well, and exploring some of these tracks with you as well, so girly hug all the same.
Do you guys are getting a few? back for the final time this evening. It's been a good run, especially since the next show is, well, going to be the last special for this one. But don't fret, we'll worry about what'll happen afterwards, well, when we get to it. And see, that being said, I should say goodbye to you guys first. Let's see. Marukichi-san had to leave for the evening. Unfortunate. But hope you have a good night. Oh wait, TCB left too. Yep. Oh goodness, I missed that one. We have a good evening. And it looks like... Oh, Soldats joined us a little earlier in the show. Sorry I didn't notice you, but hope you've been having a good run with the show so far this evening.
Looks like everyone's been doing something.
Yeah. Right then, let's see. Having to say goodbye to...
It's a very unusual remix, so I'll give you that now. It seems to be more like a, in the loosest sense, as it's a remix of, the, of an instrumental track. I mean, a popular rap song, but made it feel more like in the style of Phantom Star. That's sort of a way to go about it. It's classic grime rap
really
for you.
Nice.
I can see it working that way.
I know. It's like, it was just electrifying when I heard it for the first time. And there is supposed to be a lyrics version that went with it, but unfortunately I didn't play it tonight since it had some rather suggestive lyrics. So, y'all have to hunt for that one. At least it's on SoundCloud, though. So, if you'd like to listen to the original version, go ahead. It's there. It should be under Chris Brown, I believe. He did the rap version for it. Yes, I will have to hunt for that link. Most definitely. Let's see. Oh, as usual, it's been a fun show. Well, thank you, Soldats. Let's see, I enjoyed the show, Asperkay. Thank you for a wonderful time. And you are very welcome, JB. Hope to see you back for next time. I see, the back of this is nice. Totally not biased. Thank you, Tony. I really like this one, too. Let's see, if I recall correctly, this is Silent Palace, also from the Phantasy Star Online Premium range. Nice and chill, and something great to close this show up with for tonight. But, let's see, the track we've chosen to end this out kinda had to save the quote-unquote best for last. But before I get to that, I will have to say goodbye to you guys first. Let's see, so goodbye to Trigon Rexy, Will 21, Voice, Out of the Veil, Drive 16-Bit, Fluffy Foxy, Jamie 64326, Kevin Beef 1229, Killer French Bread, Muddy Pujisan, who is sleeping. Wait, hold on. There were two instances. Okay. Wow. Nick Bynes, Mr. Mixelplex, Punk Gamer 69, Soldat, Spinnick, Trekkie 20, Voluptuous Spy, and Zimidon. Let's see, Twitter side we had things from, Tony Sparky, Tinny, KC, A Winner Was You, John the VG Nerd, who actually wished us a happy dumb Easter. And it seems like that is it. Unless you want to count Donnie anyway, since he's everywhere. Huh. Any last words before
I get to the episode?
That they are. Wait a minute. I don't have... Wait, do you have it?
I am the face of
Japan!
Did you mean that?
Not that one! But that does kind of count for what's coming up next. Oh, do you have anything for our lovely listeners before we close out? And I have to give the episode the schedule rundown for the week.
It's been very fun being here tonight, being able to take in our strong amounts of coverage for the Phantasy Star series. People tend to arrange these mostly because they show a lot of fun for this series, and it's best that we all respect that. And it seems really great to be able to hear it expanded in this kind of form. So let's see if we can keep it going all the way for the finale next week. And oh my god, what's the finale gonna have? Oh, I can't believe it! Deep hugs! Deep belly hugs!
Yes! But I can't say what the next show will be like since I'm... Oh, you know how I am with my cliffhangers. Oh no, again with Japan. I hope Casey doesn't get obsessed with it tomorrow. Oh dear. Oh, I didn't think it was that bad, at least looking back on it. But speaking of which, tomorrow we do have the Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown with KC at 8 p.m. UK. Let's see, nothing on Tuesday nor Wednesday, but there should be a Sega Launch with KC. Has there been anything on it? Kind of up in the air, at least on this side. I think we'll hear more from KC on that one.
It's going until otherwise stated.
Pretty much, but let's see. Later on that evening, there should be an Aris in Love with Voice at midnight, so anyone that happens to stay up that late, you'll be able to catch that one. Let's see, going into Friday, we'll have the Sega Mixer Drive with Rexy at 9 p.m. UK. And let's see, I haven't heard anything from the Sonic R show yet, but if there happens to be one at 2 a.m. UK for, Friday going into Saturday, then there also should be something for the Late Late Afternoon Breakfast show Saturday at 4 p.m. UK. But if there isn't, hope things have been going well over there. Let's see, later on, that's Saturday. If I recall, there should be a Saturday Night Sega with Gabby at 10 p.m. UK. Let's see, going to
it
Sunday.
Should be a regular show this week, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it should be a regular show because last time we had that.
That opposite day.
Opposite day! Right. See, really nice selection that was there. It's like total breath of fresh air. And the first one I've ever sat in on. So awesome time I had that like that night. And of course, going into Sunday, since I know Rexy, you have that sound effect, so you may as well just go ahead and do it.
You mean for the Sunday Fun Day? Yeah.
Yes.
That guy. Our lovely Andy Pandy 1991, aka the, if I can actually find the clip in the first place, aka our major equivalent for, technical difficulties, I can't even find the blooming clip now, aka our one and only, the official Mr. Pat Shot!
And now I've personally heard it in my ears. I will never be able to get rid of it. But yes, we'll have the Sunday Fun Day with Andy at 8 p.m. UK. And let's see, right after that, it should be the last episode of her Phantasy Star Beats at 10 p.m. UK. Goodness, I can't believe it's been that long already. But I'll think about that next time. In the meantime, we can close you out with one more guest pick.
The one I end up picking for this one, well, this is something we just couldn't go without, and since we're going towards the Phantastar Portable series, and something that really managed to show some strong representation through the Arrange soundtrack, this is one iconic tune of the main vocal theme that really seemed to blow a lot of people's minds when it first got heard. So, all by the vocals of the one and only Takenobu Mitsuyoshi! You guys are going to be feeling his version of Ignite Infinity.
From the Phantasy Star Series 25th Anniversary Concert Sympathy 2013, Go Infinity, featuring Takenobu Mitsuyoshi. This has been Phantasy Star Beats, and I most certainly hope you've enjoyed this evening, as the two of us have. Thank you, and take care. Have a good night.
Good night and big balls!
Thank you! Prepare your ears, this might get a little loud. Oh no you don't, we're not having that again. I will get this correct. As soon as I can find the track. Nope, this one. What is it with the FTP server tracks tonight? got it! Here we go again! Jeez, having to dig into the native folder for this one. FTP server, get it together! What's going on here?
One was meant to pay.
Hey, that's the wrong one! I meant to put in this one.
Hell is more than war to be today. Yeah.